In this session, we'll summarize all that we've learned in the section on being hardwired for business failure. Because what I'm putting to you is that almost all professionals, the vast majority in any industry, particularly in this one, are naturally hardwired for business failure because of how they've been trained and groomed to become who they are today. First of all, if you remember, we looked at Sam Fosse's poem, The Calf Path, and we saw the dangers in following a precedent which may have been set decades and even longer ago by somebody who didn't know what they were doing. And yet everybody followed them, assuming, well, they got there, so they must know the way to go. They must know the path. And that's an incredibly dangerous precedent to follow. So, look around you. Look in your industry and ask yourself this question honestly. Are the vast majority of people that I know, my peer group, even those that I don't know as I observe them and the way they behave, are they free? Are they highly effective and successful? Are they still enjoying their business? Do they win streams of consistently high quality clients? Are they being paid phenomenally well for the value they're delivering? And do they do all of that in a highly qualified manner, running a highly effective business where people enjoy working and clients enjoy coming? And are they free? Could they now walk away from their business and the business would still continue effectively without them? If the case is no, then there's no point following them because they are never going to take you to where you want to go. That was the calf path. We then looked at myelination. And what that told us, myelination and the story of the Grand Canyon, remember that, is that we're chemically designed to follow a trail. When we meet a problem, our mind creates a solution. It may be a lousy solution, but it remembers that solution through a chemical trail that it's laid. And over the years, that trail gets dug deeper into our mind, into the way our psyche works. And we assume as the years roll on that because we've solved it this way, this must be the way to solve it. Even if somebody is solving it differently and producing superb results that are multiples of the results we're producing, we still carry on thinking in this way. And the whole point of the Entrepreneur Foundation, is to help you rethink and unmyelinate the way you think, and to help you carve out a new Grand Canyon and stop continuing to carve out the Grand Canyon you've already carved, which is usually taking you in the wrong direction. And one thing that perhaps we could have touched upon, I'll touch upon right now, is this. One of the reasons for myelination being so deep is because it usually produces instant gratification to a problem. It produces short-term fixes that reach a solution to a problem. It may be a poor solution, the fix may be inconsistent, it may be of poor quality, it may be unsustainable, but nevertheless it's a fix. Short-term gratification is not a great way to build an exceptional business. In fact, it goes against the core of any exceptional business success. So watch for that. And then we looked at the business maturity continuum, where we see that most businesses start in infancy, clearly, move through adolescence, and then get stuck there in adolescence with all of the problems and confusion and stress and pain and frustration of adolescence and its desire for independence. And the vast majority of your peer group never reach business maturity where they are free and their business can function brilliantly and deliver phenomenal quality financial planning to their clients with or without them. They're never free, they're trapped. And that's maturity in business, where they can unhinge the business from the owner, and where the business gets what it needs and the owner has delivered to them what they desire. That's what we've learned in this section. That's why we're hardwired for business failure. And that's the fight that we must fight, the battle that we must win if we're to change the end result. We must unwire all of that and think differently. Thus, the Entrepreneur Foundation.